I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For it is God who is at work in you. The search for God has taken us in a lot of directions over the course of humanity. Whether it is through the study of sacred text, the study of nature or science, the use of rituals or entheogens, through astronomy and psychology, all of these things have been enhanced and deepened by our quest for God. Now, the concept of God is sort of hard for us to comprehend. Due to our time in Vacation Bible School, or perhaps some very loving and well-meaning Sunday school teachers, many of us are left with this idea of God that's sort of some sort of hybrid of Zeus and Santa Claus in the sky. A sort of bearded white guy with a naughty and nice list, doling out rewards and punishments. Now, I really hope it's not a shock that God is actually way more complex than an idea of a man on a cloud. The true search for God is actually an inward search. The core of most of the world's religions have at their center a revelation that the search for God has little to do with a search into the heavens or into outer space, little to do with burying our heads deep into Scripture, but has everything to do with an inward move. At the heart of virtually every religion is the idea that God resides within. Now, that's an unsettling concept at first, but I want to tell you with all the certainty that I can muster that God is within you. You have a part of you that will never die. It came from God, and when you leave your fleshly body, it will go back to God. But I also want to tell you with the same certainty that God is in all people, not just us churchy folks. God is in your neighbor. God is in those who are struggling with addiction and substance abuse disorder. God is within our politicians, and God is within your worst enemy. Within each of us is a divine spark from God. It is the eternal part of us, and it ties us to each other. In our reading from Philippians, Paul is writing to a church that he has likely visited only a few times. And he is still unpacking his own conversion experience, where he encountered this eternal truth. And Paul uses the language of being the same mind as Christ, or to be the same mind with each other, to show the church in Philippi that there is an importance in unity. Because when you find that divine spark of God within you, it shows you that you are tied to all the other sparks. You begin to see how our thoughts, our words, and our deeds begin to shape both the world around us and the world of others. Paul is always concerned with disagreements and competition within the Christian church, because he knows at the core of the Christian church is a message of unity. This perhaps is why the Eucharist, or communion, has become so central to our faith. There we find both a sign of and a way to reveal that we are truly in communion with God and with each other. It's a tangible sign or symbol of a deeper spiritual reality. Now, this is our last service together, at least like this. We are all sort of quietly eyeing the 18th, I think, and the return to communion. And I think it would be a real shame if we didn't take some time between now and then to give some thought to what we will really be doing on the 18th. Because this is serious stuff, this whole Eucharist. And I suggest that each of us take a little time to figure out where we are spiritually at this point. We've been through a lot since we last received communion back in Lent. And I think it would do us all well to spend some time leading up to the 18th, maybe doing a little spiritual work. Now, as we sort of eye our sort of separation, I want us to remember that we have been in communion with each other, these two congregations along the Ohio River. Our eternal divine sparks have been dancing together for a while, and it's been a good and holy thing. So as we begin to return to our respective church buildings in the coming weeks, let us keep this time together close to our hearts. Let us not forget this time of communion, these two congregations. And let us remember that we all are one, and that God is hard at work within each of us to reveal that eternal truth. Amen.